is just the beginning. Today, by walking out, we show our leaders and our lawmakers that we are watching and we are listening and we demand change.
That was West High School student Liz Love at a school walkout in protest of gun violence in Salt Lake City. The event was organized by Zaya Woodruff, a junior at West High School.
10 o'clock hits and these students are just pouring out of the doors.
Woodruff and the students who organized the walkout were hoping to see about 200 students participate. Instead, about 2,000 walked out. The survivors of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting inspired Woodruff to organize the walkout.
Seeing the teenagers and the students standing up to politicians and asking the real questions that were affecting our lives. So asking politicians, you know, what are you doing to ensure that I don't die tomorrow at school? And not backing down and not taking roundabout answers and not taking any of the excuses.
Students at West High School walked out in solidarity with students at more than 2,500 schools nationwide.
This walkout is not an event. It is a call to action, and we will not be silenced when our lives are at stake.
Many students registered to vote at the walkout. They want legislation requiring universal background checks, an end to the Dickey Amendment, and limitations on assault rifles and modifications that allow guns to fire at similar speeds.
The force that's driving this movement from students is the most innate human desire to live.
West High School students will participate in March for Our Lives on March 24th. They plan to march from their school to the state capitol building. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.